May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I've shared a couple of times and just about righteousness. Some of that is because I'm spending a lot of time in Romans, and we're doing Romans on Wednesday nights here. And 83 times the term, the word righteous or righteousness is referred to in the book of Romans. That's a lot. Let me just read a few verses to you. I've got several things in my heart to share, but I'm just going to pick one and trust it's God. How about that? In referencing the gospel in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, Paul says, "For I'm not ashamed of the good news, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, in the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed." And there's a bunch of times when in the book of Romans, when he uses righteousness, that he'll talk about the righteousness of God or the righteousness of him, or and then the free gift of righteousness. And what he's saying to us is that when a person becomes a Christian, they're in union with Christ, and therefore they're in union with the righteousness of God that's in Christ. This familiar verse we quote so much in 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For he the Father made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to become sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ." It didn't say that we might be encouraged to live a righteous life. It says that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. And this is something that's hard, I think, for Christians to believe, because often we create our own personal theology from the outside in, when everything should be from the inside out. And what I mean by that is, what does God say? What does God believe? What does God see? And from that place, we form what's truth. And it's the truth that sets us free. You can't form what's truth based on how you feel, what somebody else says, or even your own personal experience. Experience has to surrender to what's true. True doesn't surrender to experience. If you form your theology based on your experience, then you're going to believe a lie. And when he says, he talks about the righteousness of God, and he uses the term free gift a lot in the book of Romans, in that place in 2 Corinthians where it says, "For you have become the righteousness of God in Christ," what's really clear in the scripture is that once you become a Christian, righteousness becomes your nature. When we were unbelievers, he says, we were by nature children of wrath, because the law of sin that lives in us was our true nature. But when you become a Christian, that person whose true nature was to be a slave to sin died in Christ. And being raised up now in union with him, I have become the righteousness of God. How? Like, did God just say, okay, you're the righteousness of God? No, it's because it's in Christ. It's because I'm one with him, and therefore his righteousness is my righteousness, and he's God. And so my nature is the righteousness of Christ. He says, I've become the righteousness of God. That's hard to believe. It didn't say you were God, but you're in union with Christ, and so your nature is the righteousness of God. Christians don't sin by nature anymore. They sin by choice. That law of sin still lives in our members, because this part of us has not been we've not received that part of what he's already accomplished for us. We'll get a new body, and in that new body, it won't be a fallen body that's still subject to sin and death. But the law of sin lives in my members, but it's no longer my Lord. It's no longer my nature. See, here's the thing about the Christian life, is that what the Lord sees about us and decrees and declares and believes about us, because remember, faith never starts with what you believe. Faith always starts with what he believes. And then we come into agreement with what he believes, and that's faith. And we stand on that. So God sees us. He doesn't like see us as this dirty worm, but because we're in Christ, he just sees the righteousness of Christ. He sees us in union with Christ. And so he sees us as the righteous, as our nature, as the righteousness of Christ. That's what's true about us. That's your nature, because you're in union with Christ. Amen?
Amen.
And then the process of transformation is from that place of truth, then God begins to transform us. He understands that we're going to blow it, that we mess up, but he also understands that my true nature is the righteousness of God in Christ. And he never stops believing in that. What happens to us is that if we as Christians keep blowing it in a certain area, we conclude that's the truth about us. That it just is what it is. If you lose your temper or you get frustrated or you're controlling, it just is what it is. That's a lie. And if the truth sets you free, a lie will keep you in bondage. And when we believe lies based on external things instead of from what God says and what God sees, then we stay in bondage. So the Lord says, this is who you are. This is what I believe about you. This is what I've accomplished for you, that your true nature is the righteousness of Christ. Now, let's grow into your taking that out for a spin every day. You don't need a new heart, but you're transformed by the renewing of your mind. I've given you a new heart. You're in union with the heart of Christ. And so those things in you that says, well, I ought to do this instead of that, those really aren't ought to's, they're actually want to's, because that's your true nature. Those desires in you, or the ought to be walk in righteousness in this area or that area, that's really a reflection of who you really are. But because we've gotten so comfortable with sin and we think sin is normal, and we think therefore that's just where I'm at. But God says, but that's not who you are. So don't you want where you're at to be who you are? And that's why we say again and again, if you don't know who you are, you'll never know how to live. If you don't know the truth about your identity in Christ, your behavior will never follow. And so what the Lord does, I don't have to fear condemnation or rejection. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. That's my nature. That's how he sees me. That's the truth about me. If I fail 1,000 times, that's the truth about me. And what he does in his love is he doesn't just leave me with that identity. He's constantly transforming me through the renewal of my mind. What is the renewal of your mind? Well, it's memorizing scriptures and carrying little cards around, memorizing verses. I mean, that might can help. But the renewing of your mind is about knowing who you are in Christ. That's why that little story of the prodigal son in Luke 15, when he finally got to the bottom of the barrel in his sin, it says he came to himself. That's the words there. In your Bible, it may say, come to your senses, but the actual words are, he came to himself. That's what repentance is actually all about, coming to yourself, remembering who you actually are, what is your true nature, and believing what he believes about you, even though you just blew it. I'm responsible for that, but that's not who I am. That's Romans chapter 7. If the one who wants to do good keeps doing the things that he doesn't want to do, then that's not really my nature. It's the law set of my members. Because the one, the real me, wants to do good. That's your nature. So I'm just really a bad person. Not if you're a Christian. You may do bad things because you don't know who you are. But you're not a bad person. Sometimes I'll ask people, we have conversations and I've heard people talk about it, and I understand. They'll say about another Christian, they'll like go, well, you know, I love him, but I don't like him very much. I don't think I really have that option. I think that's nonsense. I don't see anywhere in Scripture. I may not like what they do, but I'm really grateful that God doesn't get yucked out with me because I do things he doesn't like and just doesn't like me anymore. Look, I just don't like you, but I'm stuck with you. So I'm just going to draw some boundaries. Aren't you glad he doesn't do that to you? Well, if you're in Christ, who do we have the right to do that to each other? It's like acting like we don't believe the truth about them. God is always calling forth the new creation. And when we fail, he reminds us that he believes in us. He reminds us of who we are. He doesn't pound us and make us feel horrible and guilty. The devil does that. He's doing a pretty good enough job with that. God's not going to join him, right? He's the accuser. So God doesn't need to make you feel horrible. Somebody already is doing that to you. He's like saying, all right, get up. Fill your horn with oil. Remember who you are. You're in union with Christ. You actually are. Your nature is righteousness. It's not just righteousness. It's the righteousness of Jesus. So let's start walking out, allowing Jesus to live his righteous life through you, because that's who you are. And that's how he changes us over a lifetime. always adjusting us to the plumb, always adjusting us to Christ, who is the truth, and the truth about us. Amen? So good news. Your true nature is not just righteousness, but you've become the righteousness of God because you're in Christ. What did I do to earn that? Absolutely nothing. It's because you're in Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's stand together. And if that sounds ridiculously, that's just too good to be true, that's the gospel. The word gospel actually is a word that was used in the original language. A truth that's so good about a victory so big, it's just too good to be true. That's the word gospel. Peace, Lord, be always with you.